Now, you're not originally from New Orleans. I don't detect that New Orleans kind of accent. So what's your background a little bit?
Well, I've been here since 2004, the 2004-05 racing season in New Orleans. But prior to that, I've been calling races in Chicago at a racetrack, Arlington Park, which is also owned by Churchill Downs Incorporated. But I was born and raised in Staten Island, New York. So a native New Yorker that's found his way to New Orleans, and I love it here.
Now, how did you come to horse racing and announcing specifically? Was it always an interest? Or?
My family has no background, really no involvement in thoroughbred racing. But when I was young, had a chance to take a summer vacation in upstate New York. And every August, they run a race meet called Saratoga. And went to Saratoga and actually heard the announcer and thought, well, that'd be a fun career to pursue. Also had an interest in radio and thought it'd be a wonderful way to combine them both. But with my family having no background in horse racing, I went to St. John's and studied, had my associate degree in management, but also a sports management background. And of course, had a little college radio show, not quite like WWNO, but it gave me a chance to get some broadcasting experience. And then I started working at the racetracks in New York from publicity, marketing department experience. And
there was a little bit of a learning curve in getting into.
So.
Yeah, you had to get to that before you could actually be an announcer.
Imagine like radio too. You know, you start off as an intern. I worked as an intern in the publicity department, writing notes, doing statistical work, and it certainly got me to the point where I felt my confidence was enough to put together a resume tape, go up on the roof, practice some race calls, put all that together, and parlay that into a career that I called my first race back in 1990. So I've been in horse racing. Actually, I graduated St. John's in 1987, so I've been full-time in horse racing since then, since my graduation.
What's your favorite to call? The quarter horses, the thoroughbreds, the fast races, or the...
You know, I'm a thoroughbred person. During those summer, you asked me about my background, and when my family and I went out to upstate New York in those August months many years ago, it was all thoroughbred racing. So, but I do enjoy, we have Louisiana Champions Day comes up in December. It's one of our big days of the season. And we run a lot of stakes races. Stakes races are the top-notch horses. They're going for the big prizes, $50,000. $100,000 up to the, for example, the $1 million Louisiana Derby in March. But when you call those top-notch horses on a day like Louisiana Champions Day, we do run three quarter horse stakes races. So it's fun to, it's a bit, a little diversity in the daily menu that we offer at the fairgrounds. But our fans love those big days when you have the top-notch horses like Louisiana Champions Day. And of course, this year, the running of the Louisiana Derby, which falls on March 21st. That's our big day of the season, March 21st.
Yeah, any advice to somebody that's coming up and saying, gosh, I this is fun?
Maybe it's a bit like how I started, that I heard an announcer, and I see kids, I love waving down to the crowd, and they might think I'd like to do that one day. Again, regardless of what career you'd like to pursue, whether it's radio, whether it's becoming a track announcer, or it's getting involved in media, sports, politics, go to school, get a good education. And that opened up a lot of doors with my internships Yes, granted, a narrow focus, horse racing. But I also worked for a minor league hockey team called the New York Slapshots and became the public address announcer for a small period of time. Granted, minor league hockey, the New York Slapshots. But New York Slapshot goal scored by number 5. Time of the goal, 13:02. So I started off there, but it opened up a lot of doors and got me into the thoroughbred racing. And it's been a career, as I mentioned, I've enjoyed since the late 80s.
John, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Cheers. Thank you so much.